My name is Matt Valdivia. I am from Salinas, California. I was originally born in Santa Cruz and I lived in Watsonville for a little bit after that. For most of my life, I've lived in Salinas, so I call it my hometown. Some people know where Salinas is and some do not. Basically, Salinas is in Northern California, right in between Santa Cruz and Monterey, and it's the lettuce capital and the birthplace of John Steinbeck. He's pretty big in Salinas. Even Oprah came to see the Steinbeck Museum. I'm not all that big of a fan of him, to tell you the truth. I like some of his books, like The Pearl and Of Mice and Men, but other than that, I'm not into him all hardcore like some people are. My major is biology. Unlike most people who want to become doctors or whatever, I'm doing bio with emphasis on zoology. I want to work with animals. It all started my senior year of high school. It was career day, and I signed up for some careers that I thought would be interesting, like a mortician, firefighter, and a restaurant owner. Actually, I only signed up for the restaurant because the year before, he brought food, and it was bagels, and they were real good. Anyways, I also signed up for animal trainer. There's this place called Wild Things near Salinas, and they train animals to be in movies. Like, they had the bear in Dr. Dolittle 2 was actually trained there at Wild Things. So the guy comes in. He's talking all about what he does, and he brought in animals like snakes, monkeys, and birds, and all just different kinds of animals. And it was really interesting, and I was always into animals. Well, by the end of the talk, I knew that this was probably something that I wanted to do. I remember him saying, "Don't get into this line of work unless you really care about animals, because it takes a lot, and sometimes you have to sacrifice some things." I was hooked, and ever since that moment, I knew that I was going to work with animals. Just recently, I have delusions of grandeur that maybe one day I'll have my own show like James Corwin or the late Steve Irwin. Who knows? But that would be totally awesome. The reason why I'm taking physics is because I have to. I know that probably everyone's saying, but it's true. I remember taking physics in high school and I enjoyed it, mostly because we got to make bridges and my teacher used to work for NASA and he knew a lot. And I learned a lot in that class, but not all that much about physics. I think in part that was due to the fact that it was my senior year and I was dreaming about college and getting out of Salinas. So I kind of knew what I was going to get into and had a little bit of background in it. I knew it was going to be tough and that it would take a lot of work. So I was not too keen or stoked about taking physics. I sometimes wish that maybe if I paid more attention in high school, learned all that I could from Mr. Ryan, I probably could have passed the AP test and have had at least one semester, if not both semesters, already completed. But oh well. Hindsight is 20/20. I have to stop thinking about what I could have done and focus on what is going on right now. Since I have been taking this class, physics class at San Diego State, I realized that physics plays a huge role, not only in my everyday life, but the world as well. For instance, if I pick up a ball and throw it, before I just judge how far something was and instinctively threw it. But now, I can look at the same situation in an entirely different way. I can think about the angle I'm throwing at, or how hard I'm throwing it, or whatever. It is really quite interesting how physics plays an integral part in our everyday life. Taking this class has already somehow changed the way I look at the world. It seems to be so simple but complex at the same time. I don't know if I ever need to know exactly how far a rock will travel when I throw it from a hot air balloon that's 33 meters above the earth, but I know that that the way I look at real life situations like these will change. I think taking physics allows you to understand a lot more about the world. What once was seen as a phenomenon is now understandable. But I guess that is what growing up and learning is all about. For instance, when you're a little kid, you think babies come from the stork. But as you grow up, you learn it's a lot more complex than just a stork bringing babies. I think the reason why Tony reinforces the problem-solving method is because he wants us to understand physics, but also because he wants us to learn something maybe even more important. Of course, a problem-solving method allows us to learn and practice actually doing the problems, but I think there's a deeper and more important reason behind his continuous emphasis. Obviously, he has lived longer than I have, and probably have gone through things that I have not yet. I think the problem-solving method can not only be used for physics, but to our lives as well. We're always going to encounter problems, there's no doubt about that. But if we could reason and diagram our way through it, we might get through the fires unscathed and become a better person. I do not know if that is why I emphasize it, but I think this is why he does. Do I like college? Let's see. Does Rooster like to crow? College is amazing. Never have I thought that I would have the experiences that I've had today. I feel like I have changed so much over this last year. I have met so many people from all types of walks of life, some I would have never been able to encounter if I never came to college. Even though at first I was kind of shy, I guess that's the word to call it. It's not that I was shy, but I had such a tight group of friends, I did not want to give anyone else a chance. And boy, was I glad that by second semester, I had an all-new perspective. Not that I'm not still close to my friends from home, I'm probably more closer to them than ever. But I was able to meet a group of people that gave me a whole new type of experience. I think that you learn things and are influenced by people you're around, and I'm glad that I opened up and met an awesome group of friends. For the rest of my time in college, I expect that I will not be only strengthening these bonds with my friends, these new friends I made, but meet even more people who will shape me into the person that I will be. I also cannot wait to get into upper division classes where I can focus on Zo. Not that I don't like GE classes, because I realize that general ed classes not only give you a rounded base, but allows you to meet people that you would never encounter if you went straight into your major prep. Basically, I'm looking forward to not only learning from classes, but from the teachers and people I meet, and maybe have some crazy adventures or two along the way.